From Tidbits on October 1st, 2007, this is the audio version of Hot Topics in Tidbits Talk, written by Jeff Carlson. Ethics of hacktivating an iPhone. Readers continue a lively discussion of whether it's ethical to hack an iPhone to use it without AT&T's access plan. If you own the iPhone, isn't it yours to do with as you'd like? Mac model naming conventions. Apple's insistence on keeping one name to span multiple models can drive us journalists crazy, but it seems to be a good move for consumers. What I love most about the iPhone. We've covered the features, but what aspects of the iPhone inspire devotion from our readers? What I hate most about the iPhone. Looking at the other side of the coin, what features or experiences bug people the most? Yugma provides free web conferencing. A reader responds to Adam's article by comparing Yugma and Adobe Acrobat Connect. Unlimited, so to speak, data plans from O2 and others. The iPhone cellular data plans offered by O2 in the UK aren't as unlimited as the name would suggest. iPhone launch date and price set for UK with murky unlimited data plan. A reader helps to clarify VAT pricing following the announcement of iPhone availability in the UK. Should I wait for OS 10.5 Leopard when buying a new iMac? As the release of macOS 10.10.5 nears, a reader wonders if he should wait for availability before purchasing a new Mac. It would be easier to know when will Leopard would ship, but Apple is so far saying only October. Apple PowerBook G4 Lower Memory Slot Repair Program. Apple has apparently set up a repair program for PowerBooks with damaged memory slots that are hardwired to the motherboard. However, other models outside the specified serial number range may also be affected. Making iMovie 08 play with iPhoto. A reader has trouble viewing the many movies stored in iPhoto's library from within iMovie 08. Retrospect Express and MacBook Pro. A reader encounters difficulty with Retrospect on an Intel-based Mac. Amazon MP3 takes on the iTunes Store. Readers share their impressions of Amazon's new audio download store, noting the selection and the ease of the process compared to iTunes. Watching TV on a Mac. iTV appears to be the way to watch television on a Mac, and readers share their experiences with the hardware and the software. Need a way to convert from Ethernet to Wi-Fi. A PowerMac Cube is destined for new life as a son's desktop computer, but the desk in question is too far from the internet router and the Cube's airport is fried. What options are available? Daylight saving time rules fixed for New Zealand. A reader shares a simple fix for the workaround for daylight savings time on Macs in New Zealand. Tell the Mac you're in Russia! The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at www.tibbs.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.